Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Die Hard Eagles podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted to parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise is the number one app for free sports betting picks, props, and parlays. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. We're also brought to you by OddsCrowd. Are you the best football bettor in the United States? OddsCrowd challenges you to prove it with their free-to-play fantasy betting contest. OddsCrowd gives away hundreds of dollars in weekly contests, including the $100 SGPN exclusive free roll contest. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Welcome, everybody, to the Die Hard Eagles podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my fellow diehards, Rob and Justin, and it is Dallas week. We are going down into the heart of enemy territory, Monday night football. This is a massive test for the season, massive test for Nick Sirianni, massive test even for Jalen Hurts. And he had some big games in his college career, but certainly this is the biggest one of his NFL career. Sirianni getting the players fired up. Lane Johnson saying that, you know, he showed them a video on the rivalry between Dallas and Philly, getting all the, you know, the entire team fired up. Rob, what are your thoughts here as we are, right in the thick of things for Dallas week?
Huge game. Let's hope it's better than the last time we went down there for a night game. What was it, 2020 or was it 2021? The game that we were at, Justin.
2019.
I'm sorry. We got smoked. I guess that's some time ago. But look, it's a huge game. Sirianni's out. He's ready to go. He had his Beat Dallas shirt on today. Shirt game remains strong. One of the traits I do like about him. And it's going to be electric. I mean, look, it's going to be a very telling game in terms of two things that I'm going to be looking for. One, how does Sirianni bounce back from what I think everyone thinks was not a great coaching performance? Not that the team was terrible, but I think his play calling left a lot to be desired. And two, how does the team bounce back? How does Jalen Hurts specifically bounce back? You know, we don't necessarily have to win, but I want to see a lot of improvement. I mean, obviously I want to win, but I think it's going to be really interesting to see how a rookie head coach coming into his third game responds to that first bit of adversity.
I don't know, Rob. It feels like a must win game. I mean, they go down there. I guess if they lose and it's close, but I don't want to buy into that mindset. I'm not going to be excited. And we have the, you know, goddamn Kansas City Chiefs the following week. So we got to get this win. We can't fall behind in the division, and we just got to show up. I like a bunch of our matchups, but what about you, Justin? It is Dallas week. Over the years, we've had a bunch of awesome games where we've kicked Dallas's ass. most notably 44-6. That was just an all-time shellacking. What are your thoughts coming into the big week?
Yeah, I'm kind of with Rob here. I think it's obviously a huge test for us. I wouldn't necessarily say it's a must win. I know some people are starting to say that now because, you know, the next five games coming up, we have KC, the Carolina, Tampa Bay, Oakland, the next four after this game, I should say. But I still don't necessarily think it's a must win this early in the season. But I think it is a great a great barometer for us to see, you know, kind of where we are in the mix, especially within the NFC East and, you know, playing Dallas. I'm really interested to see what Gannon is going to cook up against their offense, just because their offense has been so potent. So I think it's a great test, not necessarily must win, but it's definitely, you know, going to be an interesting game to see what we can turn up and show up with.
I'll say this: every game against the Dallas Cowboys is a must win. Come on. I mean, even if we don't, let's say hypothetically, we don't win the Super Bowl, at least, you know, you look back in the season, at least you get a couple wins against Dallas, and that helps make the season a little bit better. You mentioned defense. Let's start there. Eagles defense going up against this so-called vaunted Dallas Cowboys offense. They didn't look amazing against the Chargers. Chargers really turned the ball over a bunch in the end zone. They had a bunch of penalties, wipe off touchdowns. And actually the Eagles offense is like tied, or just the Eagles as a team, I think we're tied for first place in penalties overall. So if that's going to continue, we're really going to be in trouble against the Cowboys. But what do you like up matchup wise, Justin? What do you like? What are you worried about as far as the Eagles defense going up against that Cowboys offense?
I mean, I think our biggest advantage you could point out, I was trying to look at the matchup of players and what we have, but I think it's more coaching. You know, anytime you go up against Mike McCarthy now, I think you have a decided advantage with that. If you watch the Cowboys last game, I mean, the clock management there was just abysmal. And then to listen to his excuses, that was funny in and of itself. So I think that might be our biggest biggest advantage there. Gannon's done a pretty good job, I think, of making adjustments so far for the defense. We've only given up, a total of 23 points the last two games. So hopefully we can keep it up against their potent offense. As far as our overall weaknesses, I mean, you know, we're going up against Cooper and Lamb. I know Cooper's a little bit banged up, but that's a big issue there. And then Dak has obviously been playing, you know, two really good games. Obviously, the game against Tampa Bay was great. Had over 400 yards throwing, but McCarthy did do a smart thing last game, and you know he worked the field with the run game, and it actually worked out better for them. So we'll see what happens, what they can get going, but obviously you got to stop Cooper and Lamb there.
Yeah, Cooper and Lamb are going to be big factors going into this game. Of course, Michael Gallup is out, third receiver for the Cowboys. Lael Collins, one of their better offensive linemen, the tackle, he's out. DeMarcus Lawrence, he's done for a decent portion of the year on the defensive side. And there's more injuries popping up for the Cowboys. And again, hopefully Amari Cooper is a go. Don't want to see him not on the field. Hate to see anyone get injured, especially Dallas Cowboys. But safety Donovan Wilson, he didn't participate in practice. Carlos Watkins, backup defensive end, he didn't practice. He's out. And one of their backup tackles is out. They also have a linebacker that is on the close contact COVID list. So we'll see if he goes. So they are a little banged up. For me defensively, yeah, you nailed it as far as slowing down their receivers, but I'm kind of worried more about the run game. Like if they can do a two-headed monster with Zeke and Pollard, I am genuinely worried about that. And we saw that kind of in the second half of the 49ers game. We just couldn't get off the field to save our life. Overall, we've done a great job. I mean, defensively only allowed 23 points, still haven't forced a turnover. I mean, we had a bunch of close ones. You know, we knocked out Trey Sermon. He fumbled. We recovered it, but then it got called back because of the personal foul, the so-called leading with the crown of your helmet. Then there was another fumble that was bouncing around that we couldn't land on. So yeah, we really could use some turnovers, but I still think our biggest advantage is that defensive line. Now I know Brandon Graham isn't there, and we'll, you know, we have guys that can step up. Josh Sweat's going to play some more snaps. Derek Barnett has to not do something stupid, but Javon Hargrave, he's right up there. You look at those Pro Football Focus numbers. He's nipping at the heels of Aaron Donald. He's had a very, very good start to the season. So I think Javon Hargrave in particular, and then Josh Sweat going up against their backup tackle, those are the biggest advantages I think we have going into this game. Rob, what about you defensively? What are you looking at here?
Yeah, I mean, I think the key to the game defensively still is, as good as their receivers are, I think the key is still to stop the run. I think Dallas is still most successful when they have a running game. I saw a stat online. This was randomly on Reddit, so it could be completely inaccurate, but it was something that said like the Cowboys are 25-0 when they run the ball more than they pass. And again, I don't know if that's accurate, but it does kind of make sense to me, because when you think about their games, when they're in control of the run, they have much more success. And they've had so many games lately where they get in these shootouts and Dak's passing for 400 yards. Their receivers are running all over, but they're losing. They're not winning those games. I know they won last week, but a lot of those games, they're still not coming out ahead. And so I think the key for us is that defensive line to stop them. And I think that starts really with the middle of the defensive line, Hargrave, Cox, like you said, you know, the ends give me a little pause, but I think we have to fortify the middle, at least make them bounce outside. And, you know, one of the things I am concerned about a little bit is traditionally that line has done a really good job of stopping the run, and our defense so far has done a nice job, but just based on my own eye test, it seems like we're getting gashed a little more. It seems like, yeah, I'm seeing a little bigger holes than I have traditionally seen the past few years. And we're ultimately tighten that up before other teams score, but I'm a little concerned about how big of the holes I'm starting to see. So I think this is a big game, because both Zeke and Pollard, you know, could really make us pay if we don't stop that run.
Yeah. And one of the reasons, you know, Jonathan Gannon was stressing turnovers, saying it's something you can practice. We got to get these. And I've seen guys trying to punch the ball out, and again, they have punched it out a couple times, just need to convert. We've had some drop picks. We just, any sort of opportunity for turnovers that Dallas gives us, we have to strike and take advantage of. Before we get over to the offensive side of the ball, talk a little Eagles run game, passing game. Want to shout out winbet.com. That's right, the presenting sponsor of the Sports Gambling Podcast. Make sure you head over to winbet.com or download the Win Betting app. Get a up to a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Of course, head over to Win to get down on this game. Right now, the Eagles 4-point dogs, total sitting at 52. Again, all over. I think the Eagles will give out the final score, but no, I'm certainly not going to pick the Dallas Cowboys. Head over to winbet.com. And while you're getting some real sports tickets, you can buy and sell real sports betting tickets over at propswap.com. I have a Nick Sirianni Coach of the Year. I have a Jalen Hurts MVP. So again, I can make some money just by selling them if they go up in value. I think the MVP odds actually have adjusted slightly in the favor of Jalen Hurts from the start of the season. I know Coach of the Year certainly has. And if they have a big game on primetime Monday Night Football, you can head over to PropSwap.com, list your tickets, buy and sell real betting tickets over at PropSwap.com, and use the promo code SGP for up to $500 in bonus cash. And of course, PicksWise.com. Head over to PicksWise.com or download the PicksWise app, giving you tons of best bets, props, and parlays, in-depth analysis. It's all for free. Check out their app as well, PicksWise.com. PicksWise backs responsible gambling. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Eagles offense going up against this Cowboys defense, and the Cowboys defense, I'll say this about them, and I'm not one to compliment the Cowboys very often. They've really been hanging in games by creating turnovers. They're getting gashed as far as yard. But you remember that opening night game against the Tampa Bay Bucks. Big reason why they covered the spread was Godwin was going in for that kind of go-ahead touchdown. They forced a fumble there. They got a couple key interceptions on Justin Herbert, one in the end zone, really putting some pressure on the Chargers. So their defense has been pretty susceptible to both the run and the pass. but they've been bailing themselves out and keeping themselves in games with the turnovers. Rob, what are you looking at as far as our offense going up against that Cowboys defense?
Well, I think first and foremost, I'd like to see our receivers have some receptions in the second half. So that would be a good start compared to last week. But I mean, seriously, I think one thing I do want to see is I want to see Hurts make some throws over the middle. This is something that's now getting picked up on elsewhere.
Yeah.
I think I saw in an SI article, they had that same chart. It's becoming a weakness and I'm starting to become concerned. Is it something they're worried about Hurts being able to do? I hope not. Again, it's still only 2 weeks, but I want to see it. And this is a good defense to test that against. Let's make some slants. Let's get the tight ends involved over the middle, whether it's Goddard, Ertz. I know Hurts may not play. We'll have to wait and see. But so that's the first thing I want to see. And really, I just want to see a more cohesive game plan. As good as it was week one, we've talked about at length. It was just not good last week. So I want to see Sirianni come out and get creative, but not cute. And there's a difference. You know, creative is getting the ball to the guys in space, mixing it up, getting it to the backs, getting it to the tight ends, the receivers. Cute is just, you know, he got too cute last week, and that's what I don't want to see. So, you know, I don't necessarily have anything specific, but I want to see some balls over the middle, and I just want to see Sirianni improve his overall play calling.
Yeah. And it does seem like our weakness right now, at least judging from that 49ers game, is just the inconsistency with the play calling and, you know, not attacking certain areas of the field and just simple mental mistakes. I mean, Hurts, you know, they pressed Sirianni about that deep ball to Devonta Smith. Devonta Smith was open. Again, I don't think it was so much as an underthrow. And Sirianni even said the timing was just kind of a half second off. So getting that dialed in, or even Rager running out of bounds on that touchdown pass that obviously got pulled back. I do think we have a huge advantage. I mean, you saw Austin Eckler in that Chargers game. He had 9 catches, ton of yards. So pass catching running backs like Kenny Gainwell, like Miles Sanders, should really be able to have a good game against this Cowboys front seven. I mean, we have to make sure we block up Micah Parsons. But other than that, I think our playmakers getting in space is a huge advantage. And you nailed it as far as the middle of the field. That has to be, you know, an area where we get some opportunities and take advantage of them. Justin, what's one thing you're going to be really, really pissed off at if you see going down against the Cowboys?
I mean, I guess I would be upset if we're not able to open up holes for our run game. I mean, we have what looks to be a dominant O-line against, you know, their weak defensive line. So hopefully we can finally get that run game going, get those big holes created. That's one thing I feel like people aren't talking enough about, is the fact that our run game hasn't been as consistent as you thought it would be, especially with a guy like Sanders in the mix. If they're able to do that, not only with the run game, but, you know, pass protect, I think we could be really successful. Cowboys D line right now has the second lowest adjusted sack rate. So I think we could take advantage of them there up front. And then Hurts is has the seventh highest yards per attempt from a clean pocket. So if he is working the field, like you guys are talking about, hopefully he can just pick up that rate even more than he already has. So yeah, O-line blocking, I think, is going to be a key component to this game. And if they're not able to do that well, I'm definitely going to be disappointed. I know Brooks is out now. We got to see what Dickerson can do. Hopefully he can help solidify that O-line.
And just to touch upon, Sean, you mentioned it, but I think Mika Parsons is one to watch. You know, being a Penn State guy, I've seen what he can do. And, you know, I know they moved him to DN last week, but I've seen, you know, some accounts that he had a really nice game, you know, statistically and how he played. So, obviously our O-line will have the size advantage against him, but he may have some speed advantage. So it'll be interesting to see how we contain him, you know, for the game, because he may be their most, elusive player in terms of defense and getting pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be a massive test for Landon Dickerson. By all accounts, he looked pretty good. Some ups, some downs against that 49ers defensive line, which is, you know, notably kind of a step up from what we would expect to see for the Cowboys. All right, Justin, time for Justin's gem. Justin picks a random X factor that's going to make a difference in this Eagles Cowboys game. What is your gem for this week?
I have none other than Pollard in this game. You guys talked about it before. I mean, stopping their run game, I think, is going to be a key component. I think Rob alluded to that earlier. Just the fact that, Dallas is much better when they are working in the run, for sure. And they're much more successful when that happens. Yes, Dak can get those yards throwing, and it looks great on the stat sheet. But as far as an overall W in the long run, I think that's key, is if they get the run game going. Right, last game he was 13 carries for 109 yards, had a TD in that game, averaged 8.4 yards. He's averaged, 7.7 yards a carry in the last two games, and that's been key. So I don't think they necessarily need Dak in order to win this game. I think they need the run game, and Pollard would be a big component to that. He's definitely playing better than Zeke. I think Rob pointed that out last podcast, actually, and the numbers are starting to show that. So I think they're going to get a little bit more away from Zeke, work in Pollard, not have to rely so much on Dak. And if we could stop that run game and his average of 7.7 yards a carry, I think we can be successful.
Yeah, and that's great. I mean, nominating Tony Pollard as the gem, shutting him down is the key to the game, is so great. A, I agree, but I'll be also just such an insult to Zeke and the Cowboys.
These are gems. I got to dig deep. I got to dig deep for the gem, Sean. I'm not going with easy pickings here.
No, I like it. It's a great call. And again, he just looks better. Eye test. And the numbers, like you said, the stats are starting to even out. And the fact that they paid him all that money, and it'll be great if they keep extending him, and then the Giants extend Saquon, who, can't find the end zone, or really, I mean, he really doesn't look the same post injury. We'll see. But anytime you spend massive draft capital on a running back or throw a ton of money at him, it's just not a good plan long-term. You can get guys like Miles Sanders in the second round, or even, I mean, I've liked what I've seen out of Kenny Gainwell out of the fifth round. You don't need to spend the fourth overall pick and a ton of cash on a running back, but hey, it's not my money. It's Jerry's money. Hopefully he throws it out the window. Speaking of throwing money out the window, you're doing that. If you're still stuck with big wireless, you got to check out mintmobile.com and then get you set up for a premium wireless plan for only $15 a month. I know it sounds too good to be true. It's not. I'm telling you, it's not. And they have a 7-day money back guarantee. If you don't like the service, you can switch back. And again, 7-day money back guarantee. Just go to mintmobile.com/sportsSGP. Mintmobile.com/sportsSGP. Also brought to you by Keeps. And I want to hang on to my cash, and I also want to hang on to my hair. We have a group of one of our friends in our group text. He has plugs. You don't need that, especially if you're just losing your hair. Hang on to those follicles. Head over to keeps.com/SGP. Get your first month of treatment free. Very easy to set up. And again, treatment plans as low as $10 a month. Just go to keeps.com/SGP. Fan keys to the game. What are we going to do as fans to make sure we bring home and do everything we can to bring home an Eagles victory? Rob, any mojo moments you're planning, any adjustments to the mojo, help the Eagles get this big Monday night win?
Yeah. I think I got to rethink my routine a little bit. I just never felt fully comfortable last week. So one, I'm going to wash all the gear, need a clean start for the new week. And, the first week I got some wings and that seemed to work. I didn't have any last week. So I think I'll go back to that for a Monday night game. That's what I'm going to do. Get settled in, have some wings, some food, some food options can be clutch for the game. So that's what I'm going to do. Probably just watch it at home.
Yeah. My first move was I put the dog's jersey and my jersey immediately in the washer, got those clean, got those ready for Monday night. And Justin, I'd like your take on this. In previous primetime games, I've gone to this taco place. I know what you're thinking, Justin. No, it's not Taco Bell. Taco Spot. They have this sweet, they call it a California burrito. It's like carne asada and fries inside the burrito. The thing's amazing. Now, it used to be my go-to burrito to help get the mojo going for primetime games. If you recall, Wentz, that victory they got in Lambeau, that was a California burrito game. I've used it a number of times, but I'm worried. I feel like I need a new routine or a new food, seeing that it is a new era with Hurts and Sirianni. As a burrito expert, Justin, what is your take? Do I go back to the California burrito, or do I get a fresh start with a new food item. What should I be, gearing up with for Monday night?
As good as that burrito sounds, Sean, I'd say you got to mix it up a little bit. The Cowboys have now taken over anything to do with mojo. So if you're looking for mojo, I would say don't go with that burrito. You got to switch it up maybe a little bit, especially against the Cowboys during this game. But it sounds amazing.
Yes, it is a delicious burrito. What are you doing mojo wise, Justin? Any mojo moments?
I think for me, a key to the game is to just not celebrate too early. Like for instance, that Reagor catch.
Oh yeah,
I got super excited. I saw the step, but I wasn't sure how close it was, and I still celebrated. And then I even texted you guys while everybody was kind of questioning it. And I was like, I think he might have stepped out of bounds, but I was still happy. And I was like, nah, everything's going so good. I got to get back to my pessimistic Philly self and realize that. A flag is going to happen on that play, or somebody's going to do something dumb, like step out of bounds, and realize that it's probably not going to happen, and wait till it's a definitive touchdown to celebrate. That, as well as I'm going to wash that new shirt that I got that I hadn't washed since getting.
Yeah. Oh, you got to clean the mojo, clean the bad mojo off, get back to being a little bit more cynical. This isn't going to be the carefree ride. We're going to have some bumps, some bruises. And yeah, I know for me, I got to remember not to sing the song until they kick the extra point and the touchdown is official. All right. Not a ton of player props out yet so far. Get over to prizepicks.com, promo code SGP. Again, states, if you're not legal betting in, you can get down on these over under these player entries, and prizepicks.com, promo code SGP, get 100% deposit bonus. So far right now, Jalen Hurts over 245 and a half passing yards. Devonta Smith over 50 and a half receiving yards. Of those two bets, Rob, what are you feeling? Over on both, over on one? What's your favorite of those two?
Say that again, Sean. What were the two?
Jalen Hurts over 245 and a half passing yards. Devonta Smith over 50 and a half receiving yards.
Ooh, I'm going to say Devonta Smith 50 and a half yards. I think they're going to make an effort to try to get him involved again this week after last week, not having a great game. So I'm going to go Devontae Smith.
Yeah. I mean, he was getting the targets. They were just a little bit out of sync. I definitely think he's going to get over 50 and a half receiving yards. I'm not touching the Jalen Hurts passing yards. I think he could have a bunch of yards running as well and maybe not get to that 246 in the air. Although I do think their defense overall is pretty suspect. Really have to take advantage. Justin, what about you? Of these two player props, what are your best angles here?
I'm going to stick with you two. I think Hurts throws enough in order to get Devontae the over 50 yards receiving here. But in order for Hurts to get, over 250 yards throwing, I think he's going to have to throw a little bit, a decent clip here. But I think we can stick with the run game and still win. And especially try to control the clock against their offense might be something worth trying out here with our dominant O-line against that banged up defensive line. So I anticipate us running it a bit more this game compared to the other two, and possibly Hurts not throwing as much, but Devontae here still being able to get over 50 yards receiving.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that idea, although I wouldn't be surprised if Kenny Gainwell and Miles Sanders have a big role in the passing game. I'm going to actually use Kenny Gainwell as my Eagles Nest player. I think he gets involved in a pass catching role in a big way. They get some more successful screens going, and I think that really helps jumpstart the offense. Rob, what about you? Who's your Eagles Nest player of the game?
I'm going to say, this is interesting. I'm going to say Alex Singleton. For some reason, I think he's going to have a big game, maybe get a pick or some kind of turnover. I don't know why, but I'm going to go with him.
Justin, what about you? Who's your Eagles Nest player of the game?
You know what? I really like Rob's pick with Singleton, because if Pollard isn't successful, I think Singleton's going to be picking up a lot of that run game and making those tackles. But in this case, I think I'm going to go with Goddard here. I think we are going to try and work the middle of the field this time around, because I think it's going to be open for us in this case. And, Goddard's a great player. Why not pass him the rock a little bit more? I think that'll open up deep passes as well. help with the run game as well if we can get the tight ends in the mix. And I think Goddard's going to be that guy.
Like it. All right, Justin, while we're here, what is your final score prediction? Monday Night Football, Eagles at Dallas. Again, the spread, Eagles catching 4 over at WynnBET and the total sitting at 52. What is your final score prediction for this Week 3 matchup?
You know, I went back and forth, Sean. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if we're going to win this game. I'm concerned. We will see. We got young guys going into, you know, Cowboy Stadium. That stadium in and of itself, you know, can awe some people. But I'm still going to take us. I can't go against us again in a Cowboys game, but I do think it's going to be close. I said 26-24 Eagles.
Ooh, interesting. And you're just below the total there of 52. I got it going Eagles 29, Dallas 20. I think we get some field goals there. It's a back and forth affair. But fall on the under, and we do get the straight up win. Victory Tuesday will be pretty sweet. Rob, what do you got for a final score prediction?
Once again, I gotta keep it real for the listeners. I'm not gonna just pick the Eagles for the sake of picking the Eagles. Unfortunately, guys, this is gonna be a tough one for us. That offense is just too much for us to stop. I think I have us 27-20. Losing to the Dallas Cowboys, but I do think we're going to have a better game. I think the offense is going to look better, but as always, I got to keep it real for the listeners.
Wow. Realist Rob with the hammer predicting a Dallas Cowboys win. Well, Rob, you know what that means. If the Eagles win, then you're going to have to pick them to lose every week going out. So a lot on the line coming up for the Monday night matchup, and make sure you give us a follow on Twitter. Sure. I will be, firing off some tweets here from the Twitter at Diehard Eagles 52 for Super Bowl 52. So give us a follow on Twitter. Going to be doing some stuff there live Monday night, firing off some tweets. Make sure you subscribe to the Diehard Eagles podcast. Appreciate the reviews that are coming in for the Diehard Eagles podcast. This is Sean stacking the money green for Rob, for Justin. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.